Ladies and gentlemen, we know there is a cover-up taking place in Las Vegas, Nevada, concerning the tragic massacre of October 1st, 2017 that left 59 people dead and hundreds of others wounded. We know that there were multiple shooters from all of our military experts and the acoustic evidence, but also witnesses on the ground who were up to a mile away and witnessed active shooters as well. And now we have the sheriff changing his story and the timeline over and over and over again. And when they do change the timeline, it's to line it up with what hotel witnesses saw, what security witnesses saw. But then you add to all of that the fact that we have hostage rescue team and FBI sources that told us day one that Paddock and his girlfriend were traveling to the Middle East and that there was Antifa and Islamic literature in the hotel room at Mandalay where the main shooting reportedly came from. The news is lying. FBI HRT did the hit on the guy and they found Antifa information in the room and photos of the woman in the Middle East. So he did not kill himself. The FBI hostage rescue team killed him because he was firing on them. So he did not want to be taken alive, and reportedly he did it, and it was Antifa crap everywhere. And we're not denying that most of the shooting came from there, but in the first 2.5 minutes, it's coming from multiple positions around downtown Vegas, and you can hear it in congruent, unedited videotapes where taxi cab drivers are sitting in the same spot, and you hear the shots far off in the distance. Then you hear shots at Mandalay right above the drivers. And then we've got footage from a mile away, close to where it happened, and you hear the same cadence, two different firearms, one that is a full-auto smaller firearm, another that is clearly a light machine gun belt-fed. The experts, including federal law enforcement and former high-level Navy SEALs, have come on this broadcast who testify in federal court on acoustics and have testified that it is completely clear what's going on. Craig Sawyer, a former leader with SEAL Team 6, who hosts major shows on Discovery Channel, has broken it down. But the biggest evidence yet is blaring out in plain view, and that's the sheriff himself, Bardo. The night it happened, he was cool, collected, and focused. Then a few days later, he gives us the first clues that match up with our sources and the witnesses that there's no way he acted alone, even though the FBI was saying he had to act alone. And there's no way, you know, he could just be doing all this on his own. And Joe, clearly, he probably was radicalized and they were looking into that. Now the story completely changes. And when we look at the FBI agent who's the chief agent in charge there, he is a Mueller Comey globalist minion involved, along with Mueller and Comey, suppressing investigations of Islamists and others. And that's the big issue here. ISIS, even the AP reported, almost always takes credit for things they've done, not things they haven't done. Even if it's someone inspired by them, if they didn't get a communication from them, they won't take the credit. They took credit day one for this and have continued to take credit. But within hours of the tragic event, before the bodies were even cold, the FBI came out and said no Islamic connection, no ISIS connection, and only one shooter.
As this event unfolds, we have determined to this point no connection with an international terrorist group. As this investigation continues, continue to work with our partners to ensure that this is factually, thoroughly, and absolutely investigated to be able to bring comfort and peace back to this community. Thank you.
How could they know that before the investigation had even been performed? And finally, the body language of Sheriff Lombardo. There is almost no one on InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com or on YouTube. We're talking, we're getting 97, 98% votes on these videos. Even our detractors normally disagree with us. They're saying, absolutely, there's multiple guns. And that sheriff is acting completely and totally freaked out, running scared, deer in the headlights, stammering, looking down. We've gone back to previous press conferences. He didn't act like this. And you've got that FBI agent that our federal sources have told us is bad news in charge, standing behind him, Rouse, glaring and glaring and glaring. We don't know the full story, and we don't have all the answers. But when we question things, and the questions we point out turn out to be valid, and our sources give us info that turns out to be accurate, and then we still get criticized by MSNBC, it's because they have to admit they don't know what's going on. Here's the headline. Las Vegas sheriff in emotional press conference admits he's still searching for answers, but tells you everything you've got to know. There's no collusion between us and the FBI. There's no conspiracy theory here. Conspiracy theory? When all the acoustic evidence and the eyewitnesses and the security people, you name it, are telling us the same thing. And now eyewitnesses that weren't even harmed, that are young, that are 29 years old, are dying, and 34 years old are suddenly dying of natural causes. And on top of it, we've got the security guard who reported he was shot at down the hallway 6 minutes before all this happened. He's disappeared. And then we've got witnesses at Mandalay and at other casinos as well, all concurring and lining up with the police scanner audio that there was shooting going on at the Bellagio as well. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the cover-up that is unraveling the power structure. And the reason it's happening is they did this in 2017. And by they did this, ISIS, the evidence showed, carried out the attack. For whatever reason, the government doesn't want you to know what's going on. You've got stay-behind networks inside the FBI, known for blocking real investigations over and over again of other events, trying to block Trump's agenda as well, and trying to work against him in the Justice Department to overthrow the president and the recovery of our republic. So we have a group with a history of cover-ups. We have evidence of a cover-up, and we have a sheriff that is acting completely and totally scared and discredited, and he's changing his story over and over again. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars.com and our crew and you, the listeners, our human intelligence on the ground, have been proven incredibly accurate yet again, asking questions and finding answers. But we need to stay focused on this case because this could unravel the entire criminal networks of the shadow government that have been pulling off capers like this and covering up capers like this for a long, long time. We know there's a cover-up. Now we've got to find out exactly what they're covering up. And the evidence is overwhelming. It's a concerted ISIS attack that for whatever reason they've decided to lie to the public about, and now it's in their face. And if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance.